Welcome back. Thank you for joining us again at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode number 21, and this episode is entitled, The Body is a Temple. Israel is about to die, and he is prophesying to his sons, blessings and curses. What is significant about his oldest son, Reuben, is that he slept with his father's concubine. Because of this, he lost his birthright, the favor that would have established him the right to benefit at least a double portion of more than his other brothers combined. Reuben was the beginning of his strength, preeminent in dignity and power. This is the blessing for the firstborn, and it is rarely achieved by them. A curse that has transcended time and families. Reuben's sinful lust was described as making him unstable. It seems as if his father never mentioned to him how painful and treacherous the act was to him. These actions had to have eroded the little trust that Israel had in him. Nevertheless, Israel wanted him to know that he was aware of the incident. So in hiding this thing, that just escalated the deceitful nature of the act. Sexual immorality is rampant in today's society and has touched all of our lives, whether directly or indirectly. It is a sin that defiles, and the only sin that is committed against the body. When you think about it, you can murder someone, and although equally egregious, that spirit is already within you. Consequently, when you sin sexually, you open the door to more demonic spirits, making you more vulnerable, leading to instability and even greater iniquity. If not contained, it is the catalyst that leads to adultery, homicide, and almost every other transgression. Sexual immorality stems from a lack of self-control. It lacks self-love, is unreasonable, and selfish. It is reckless and destroys with a vengeance. To put it simply, how many negative relationships of bitter sibling rivalry and its consequences could have been avoided in the Bible, even with Abraham and Israel, if they had said no when the sexual temptation was offered to them? Even if done so foolishly by their own wives. Israel also made many mistakes as a parent, as we all do. There were so many unresolved issues that should have been dealt with before the end of his life. It shows the importance of healthy confrontations from a place of being willing to resolve and forgive. Israel was anointed, but it also shows that he was human with his own shortcomings. Albeit, there was a lack of accountability in him as their father and how he added to the turmoil of his family's dynamics. So I want to ask you, are you ready to break generational curses? Because that is what it comes down to, but it starts with you. Thank you for joining us. And if this is your first time, welcome to Words Accompanied by the Spirit, an entity of benevolent woman. Please join us again and subscribe. We hope that you enjoyed this episode. Thank you.